Okay, the next way I want you to practice to embed suggestions is to take this tonal idea one step further, and rather than pausing before and after the word or the phrase that you want to suggest, I want you to just change your tonality when you actually use that particular word or phrase. So you can do the same thing. Again, use the word relax just to get used to it. Then when you become more familiar with it, begin to use more of choice phrases and other things that you can use. For the moment, just keep the word relax and use your language pattern cards, just because it's a lot easier for you to do that. Now, it's as if you could relax in a natural setting if you just put your mind to the process of relaxing. I mean, not now. It's as if your mind can find a time to relax all by itself. Now, suppose you relaxed right now. Where would you begin to feel that relaxation beginning to occur first? You might find yourself noticing your feet relaxing all by themselves. Whenever you notice your feet relaxing, you'll find yourself going deeper into a particularly comfortable trance state. Notice how in that particular example, all I did was shift my tone down a few keys and make my voice a little bit softer in order to mark out. So notice that I can get more and more subtle as these exercises continue. Not to say that the other exercises weren't subtle, it's just they're a lot easier to do in a very burlesque or over-the-top manner. And later, when you do them with subtlety, it's a lot easier for you to embed suggestions in a way that people won't notice consciously, but will notice unconsciously. Now also bear in mind the priming studies. If you just give one embedded suggestion, that's it, then chances are the unconscious mind won't detect the pattern because there is no pattern to detect. So embedded suggestions have a cumulative effect, which means you need to use many of them and cycle through them over and over and over again. As a rule of thumb, the more you can use, the more likely it is that the unconscious mind will detect the pattern and respond to it. It also uses the cumulative effect of suggestions compounding one on top of the other. So there's a lot of reasons to like cycle through your particular suggestions over and over again, even, or should I say, especially when you're using embedded suggestions.